hear his voice with the nation, with the news. Indonesian Minister of Defense Syafri Syamsuddin met with Egyptian Minister of Defense General Abdel Majid Tucker to discuss efforts to strengthen defense cooperation during a bilateral meeting in Cairo, Egypt on July the 12th. In a statement on Sunday, the minister said the meeting was a follow-up to the commitment between Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to deepen bilateral relations, particularly the defense sector. Quoted from AntaraNews.com, during the meeting, the two ministers discussed several strategic initiatives, including strengthening defense industry cooperation, conducting joint training and exercises, and exploring opportunities for military personnel exchanges. The Indonesian government plans to expand the use of forest land in 2026 to support food, energy and water security, as well as to enhance downstream processing of forest products to boost regional development. Forestry Minister Raja Juliantoni outlined these targets in a statement issued by the Ministry on Sunday. We shall say the Ministry on Sunday, July 13, 2025. He said the initiative would contribute to macro-level development goals, including a 15% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from the forestry sector and an improvement in the village development index through forestry-related programs in 600 villages. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Do differently. Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I love the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do.
Teach me how to
love like the way you move.
Teach me how to love like you.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tertidur tenang, enggak. Tak perlu memikirkan tentang apa yang akan datang di esok hari. Tubuh yang berpatah hati bergantung pada gaji, berlomba jadi asri mengais validasi. Dan aku pun tak hadir seakan paling mahir menenangkan dirimu yang merasa terpinggirkan. Dunia tak pernah adil, kita semua gagal. Angkat minumanmu, bersedih bersama-sama. Sia-sia pada akhirnya putus asa. Rekam gambar dirimu yang terabadikan bertaut silam. Putra-putri sakit hati, ayah ibu sendiri, komitmen lama mati, hubungan yang menyepi. Wisata masa lalu, kau hanya merindu mencari pelarian dari pengabdian yang terbakar sirna, mengapur berbu. Kita semua gagal, ambil sedikit tisu, bersedihlah secukupnya. Secukupnya, kan masih ada penggantinya. Belum waktunya kau bisa menjawabnya. Secukupnya.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Rasa meski berlaga tak mau kau tahu, ku merasakan yang sama. Caramu tersenyum tertawa merangkai canda, buatku terpesona. Dapatkah kau baca mataku bicara? Semua yang kau punya benar istimewa.
You're still tuned to Air Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. As we know that Indonesia is aiming for food self-sufficiency. And to know more about this, well, listen to an interview led by Ahmad Faisal with the agro-industry technology expert, Professor Tajuddin Pantajit.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, finally, we are coming to a special interview on Voy Talk. Well, you know that concerned about insufficient food access have resulted in greater policy focus on incomes, expenditure, markets, and prices in achieving food security objectives. In this case, President Prabowo Subianto has set a target for Indonesia to achieve food self-sufficiency within 3 to 4 years by expanding harvestable land to 4 million hectares by the end of his term. And to know more about this, let's have a conversation with Professor Dr. Tajuddin Bantacut, as agro-industry technology expert of Institut Pertanian Bogor. Good morning, Professor Tajuddin.
Good morning. Nice to see you.
Okay, nice to see you, Mr. Professor Tajuddin. How are you today?
I'm very well. How about you?
Okay, I'm fine too. Thank you. So, well, actually, Indonesia, Indonesian government here, with this program, actually, in achieving food self-sufficiency, actually, if you see this from the Indonesian government, Prof, can it be achieved during 3 to 4 years?
From now, right? Okay. Thank you very much for question. Before addressing your question, I'd like to highlight that food self-sufficiency is closely tied to food security. I don't forget about that. Okay? Yes. Which encompasses three key aspects. The first one is availability, no? Or sufficiency, production, and supply. That's very important. And the second one is accessibility, or widespread availability to all segments of society. The last one is affordability, so, or the ability to purchase food at reasonable price. So, for instance, no, despite Indonesian bullock supplying rice in recent months, price have been rising. The amount of stock is increased, but the price is still increasing. This is my concern. To answer your question, I'm not concerned about rice production sufficiency over the next 3 years. I am not worried. No, within 3 to 5 years, it will be okay. So it can be achieved through relatively straightforward measure. One is ensuring adequate input like seed and fertilizer. And the second one is guaranteeing fair price through government intervention. And the last one is adopting a mobile stock approach. No? This is new thing. I call before it's dynamic stock, but now we are moving forward to mobile stock approach, where rice stock is sold in markets, not under state control, but not already then stored in warehouse. I think I'm not worried about achieving in 3 to 5 years. It will be okay.
Okay, Prof. Tajuddin, you mentioned about here about the food security, talking about it needs also such the government intervention to materialize it, Prof. Actually, what kind of intervention, Prof, besides this, in order to achieve about the target for food security?
Right. Looking ahead to the next 3 to 5 years, while agriculture, intervention is improvement versus technology. Agriculture technology may not seem dramatic change in the next 3 to 5 years, but it is essential to focus to ensuring adequate input and effective post-harvest management. Now that, in that point, I request and I suggest the government should strongly be improving two things. During peak harvest period, especially for rice, which often fall during the rainy season, mechanical drying technology, dryer, become vital. Okay? So, I recommend that the government support farmer group or cooperative to have a dryer, support dryer, because mechanical dryer will ensure the quality of dry body, and it will affect the yield in rice mill. So by supporting the community or the farmer group, with dryer, it will shape and will guarantee that the harvest of body will be safe. So, or another way, I'd like to recommend also, bullock should more, yeah, to invest more in modern rice mill that are comprehensive and accessible to all farmers through streamlined procurement system. So I mentioned that the support, the implement, the government intervention should be price and support the input like fertilizer and everything seed. Okay, and the last one is should facilitate farmer group to handling harvest well by supporting them with adequate dryer. I think that's the important one.
So you mean stabilizing price and also giving such education for farmers is also important, Prof.
Yes, okay. Sure. You're right.
Okay, Prof. Tajuddin, we know that in this case, the Indonesian Defense Ministry, in this case, and also from the Indonesian military, opens new personnel. This is more than 20,000 personnel for TNI. I mean, especially this personnel will be used for agriculture, including for farmers, sir, Prof. So what is your comment, sir, in this case?
Well, supporting the farmer with anything is good, okay? But we have to looking at the effectivity of the support. Now, based to what we have been seeing so far, that Indonesia is supposed to be a surplus rice, you know, in 2024. Now, the estimation before it during President Joko Widodo era was 31.2 million ton. And the current estimation by the USDA outlook April said that we will have 34.6 million ton of rice, milled rice, meaning we will be having surplus about 1 million ton. Okay, so based on that, the support is not only in the procurement side, but in product side and in marketing side. Not only selling, but marketing. Eh? Because the problem with our farmer is small land size. With that size, cannot be, you know, fulfill their needs. They have rice, but they don't have a house. They don't have other food. Don't have money to go to the health facility, go to school. And even more than that, just enough for a staple food. They don't have enough. So support must be given from the beginning, upstream into downstream. Okay, I think that's the answer.
Yes, but this is also, Prof. Tajuddin, also related to the statement from Central Statistic Agency or BPS Area Sample Framework data until July 2025. It is also estimated that there will be a rice production surplus of more than 2.8 million tons. Does it also mean that Indonesia almost achieved the target of food self-sufficiency, Prof, if we see about this target?
Well, according to the figure you have cited, Indonesia will reach quantitative rice self-sufficiency, quantitatively, okay? Nevertheless, from a qualitative standpoint, I believe true self-sufficiency require maintaining a surplus over 5 consecutive years, okay, without supply driven price volatility. So 1 year, this is not guaranteed, okay? Now, alongside a stable rising production trend, I'm worried that any self-sufficiency achieved may be short-life streaming from a temporary boost. Yeah, much like our experience in early 1980s during the President Soeharto era. We achieved a rise of efficiency, but only 1 year. Okay? And next year, we also were importing a lot of rice.
So, talking about challenges, Prof, we believe that in fulfilling about the target of having such food stability, there are also such maybe challenges that maybe the government would face. How do you see this, Prof?
Well, development is facing problem. Mm. There is no opportunity without consent. The good government in how they can manage the constraint or even transform the constraint into opportunity. A lot of constraint, of course, the level of technology applied by the community. And the main problem in Indonesian agriculture is land size. You cannot improve efficiency and doing a lot of support effectively with that land size. Less than 0.5 hectare. There are about 17 million farmers with that size. So to me, development is to improve community, in this case, farmer prosperity, not only to increase the production. As I mentioned before, the government have been very successfully increase the production, mm-hmm. but not developing agriculture. Okay. So there are a lot of constraint and a lot of problems to be faced. Now I think there are a lot of achievement reached by the government in terms of shortening the channel of, for example, fertilizer supply at the right time. Now farmers said that they got the fertilizer at the right time and at the right price. So, but a lot of problems still remaining. Okay, agriculture infrastructure is still limited, and marketing channel is still very long. So, I think the government should focus on that problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Prof. Tajuddin, if we see about, the growth of population of Indonesia, that more than 250,000 people. Actually, what is the appropriate, maybe I can say like big province or big island such Sumatra, Java, Kalimantan, Sulawesi or Papua? Actually, if we see about this growth populations, Prof, that more than 250 millions of Indonesian people, which one is the appropriate province or appropriate islands that this is exactly for growing or developing the food security, sir, and also even agriculture.
That means that we are looking at the land availability. Okay. So Java is very dense. It's a very populated land. So I guess, it's guessing, not estimation. Again, I guess that in the next 30 to 40 years, maybe about 20% of agricultural land will be converted into another uses like industry, housing, infrastructure, and so on. Meanwhile, the development of agriculture and outside of Java is still very limited. Okay. Now, if you are looking at where we should be, develop agriculture, of course, we have to go to a little bit Sumatra. Sumatra is not many lands, no. Yeah, it's getting smaller and smaller because urbanization also happening, and then people out from Java also moving there, and then plantation also growing. So many things facing the agriculture, the development of agriculture. So I think the best choice is now for plantation is Kalimantan, mm-hmm. and Papua. No, they have land. But you have to make sure that development in Papua and Kalimantan firstly should benefit the local community. Otherwise, there will be social problem. Okay? So to me, development of agriculture should go out of Java, Kalimantan, a little bit Sumatra, maybe for the next 3 to 5 years, Sumatra is still okay, but afterward it will be full also and going to Kalimantan and Papua. Papua is our future, actually. But make sure that they have their own culture, belong related to land. We have to consider that, how to improve them in that production, so that we have enough food and we have good farmer, and they are very happy. So that's the important thing.
Okay, Prof. Tajuddin, as you mentioned before about the strategies, and even that you mentioned before about targeting the food self-sufficiency, I mean, after targeting this, that means that Indonesia doesn't need to import rice anymore.
Well, if we are now have to move, have to change our mind. From talking about rice to talking about food. Okay, food mean, simple food mean is carbohydrate. No, like a green, palma, and then tubers, and of course rice and wheat. That is the source of carbohydrate. Now the problem is how to keep the stability, food stability, not only for short time, but long time. I think this is great question. Stability is indeed the key to achieving self-sufficiency and food security. To address this, we need both short-term and long-term strategies. Okay? Mm-hmm. In the short term, it is essential to ensure that the production input like fertilizer and seed are readily available, and that agriculture extension services are providing effective support. For the long term, promoting diversification. And diversification of staple food. Now, that is still limited in our situation. Indonesia is fortunate to have a diverse range of carbohydrate sources. Yeah, with sagu being one of the most abundant, with approximately 5 million hectares of sagu plantation. Although this may have decreased around 4 million. That's my estimation. Mm-hmm. Okay. So proper management of just 1 million hectare could yield around 30 million tons of starch, equivalent to rice. Okay. So sago resiliency to climate. Sago is very much stronger than rice to cope with climate change. So to make food security stability, we have to diverse. We have a good resource, what we call sagu. Sagu, if we use totally 5 million, it can be 150 million ton per year. It can feed all Asian countries. So, but now, we do not use that, and we deny that this resource is always we seeing the problem because it's mostly in the remote area. So stability first start with diversity. Okay.
So really, sir, what you said about here about the challenge even by facing climate change as well as land quality degradation, maybe actually what should be anticipated by the Indonesian government, sir, in order to have such stability, self-food stability, sir?
Dealing with climate change, you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Facing climate change, in 2022, I led an ad hoc committee of the IPB Professional Council to discuss food security through a series of discussion. That is dealing with the climate change. From this discussion, it was concluded that one of the concerns about the impact of climate change on agriculture production, particularly food crop, is becoming increasingly evident. Okay, therefore, it is necessary to make serious effort to reduce the rate of climate change. Mm-hmm. Such as controlling greenhouse gas emission, pollution, and environmental degradation. By 2030, if possible, we should aim for net zero carbon emission. Okay, And then second one, start food diversification immediately. Right now, with tangible result expected by 2030. The last one is make conservation of natural resources a part of daily life for the wider community, such as reducing food waste and food losses. So that is dealing with climate change.
Okay. So let's come to the final question, Prof. Tajuddin. Maybe you have such special message for Indonesian government in order to keep or maintaining food stability and even targeting food self-sufficiency in the future.
Well, first of all is make sure that land compression is controlled. Now we lost about 100 to 150 thousand hectares mm-hmm. per year, losing fertile land. I think you know, in the mainstream media, we have been seeing that. Okay? So the second one, government must start coordination locally and internationally. Locally, inter-regional cooperation between province and district, mm-hmm. as well as international cooperation. However, the result, what the government had been doing, not yet effective. Inter-regional cooperation aim to create and adhere to agriculture production plan. What the problem is in Indonesia? We do not have total production plan, agriculture production plan. Farmers just growing whatever they think good. Now suddenly everyone growing similar commodity. And we have experiences that the price going down because too much production. So that is must be planned. And then the second one, as I mentioned before, we have to control land compression. Strengthen regional income instead of centering in Jakarta and in Java. And then balance between supply and demand must be done by government. This effort is necessary because food security is not just a national issue. So international cooperation is very important. This is about humanitarian concern. So my suggestion to the government is that focus not only to rice, but also for other commodities, as we have a lot of food commodities here like cassava, sweet potato, sago, any palm-based starch, and of course many others like corn. We still have a problem with corn. Okay? I think that's my suggestion. Concern, focus not only in Java, but outside Java. Not focus only on rice, but on other commodities. By doing so, my conclusion is that the strength, the stability coming from variety, variation, diversity. Diversity make us become stronger in terms of stability, in terms of security. Okay, I think that's advice to the government. Okay, but I have writing a lot of comment and I've said to the government, I think maybe they have read and they have considered. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Professor Dr. Tajuddin Bantajut, for
You're
your
welcome.
Time to join this special interview today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Well, listener, that was our special interview on the Void Talk with Agro-Industry Technology Expert of Institut Pertanian Bogor with Professor Dr. Tajuddin Bantajut. Have a nice day and see you next time.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kecil berlari ke sana kemari sambil tertawa riang. Kedua tangannya diayun kiri kanan. Hari ini bahagia terbias di wajahnya. Kita buat hari ini penuh riang, berkumpul bersama teman.
nyaman dan bersama senang.
La 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 oh 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 pandanglah awan di atas bintang-bintang di sana.
Terbang bersama kupu-kupu bermain pelangi
bersama
dewa-dewi petiklah sebuah bintang dan bawalah pulang.
Bocah centil yang tidak dapat duduk tenang, pinggulnya selalu goyang. Dia berjanji nanti malam akan datang bersama teman-teman.
Nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. An expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seeing from its geographical location, most of Ciamis Regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Penanjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Chiamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Patilasan or historical remains of the past, namely Patilasan Sanghyang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. Contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Chi Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kandan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Abadede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustment. Ciamis has basic strengths and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Marwoto, head of tourism office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galu Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. Remnants of the Galu Kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galu heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually, historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. Ciamis traditional cultural event also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali Pak kita ini pasar pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Ciamis in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galu tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galu is absolutely Ciamis. Existence of traditional villages in Ciamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya Kampung Gutap. Dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja, bukan laporan tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is Kampung Gutap. Based on report from the marketing office of West Java province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respecting each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. The local wisdom of Ciamis people as Galo Royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galo was a king who loves peace, so it is appropriate that the peace gong is stored at Karang Kamulian as a milestone of the history of Galo Royal Palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Ciamis Regency improved itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Ciamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang. Sehingga si wisatawan.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. Of cooperation to support activities in the tourism sector, Ciamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Ciamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Ciamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sells images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Ciamis with Galo as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. That was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galo as tourism icon of Ciamis West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Aku suka. mau.